We spoke a little bit about who we are. I just gave a couple of lists, one with mature issues and one with mature issues. Ask everybody. To check each of the characteristics, and after that, I said, okay, make a subtraction. The mature Christians minus the immature Christian, how many things you have. If you have a positive number, you are in the right track. If you are on the negative number, you are also in the right track. You are here. And after that, I was talking about speaking. And as you know, every definition can be, every concept can be given the two definitions, negative or is the positive. The negative is what is not, and what is that concept? Okay. Spiritual formation is not evangelism, because evangelism focuses on bringing people to Christ and helping them to understand the salvation and the wonderful the work of Christ on the cross. And discipleship is not spiritual formation, because it focuses on knowing Christ and trying to follow him. Because we learn by model. Spiritual formation is a process. Conforming to the image of Christ for the glory of God and for the sake of the others. The idea is that we don't grow just for us. We grow, first of all, we become mature in Christ, God's glory, and also to minister to each other. Because Christianity is not the religion, but the relationship. On the vertical with the Lord, and then horizontal with each other, with the believers growing, helping to grow together, and with the dying world bringing them to the good news of Jesus Christ. And the verse, basic verse for the confession in the 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all, with unveiling face, contemplating glory, are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. The Lord is willing to be visible inside of us. Many times we are not ready to let him. From his splendor, his glory. We are blind. Blind in my sin, blind in my selfishness, blind in my, I don't know, the business of life, whatever. And when we start to put all those things aside, all right, see, but see his splendor, we start to see his beauty, and his desire. In the terms of spiritual formation, he believers acquiring the character of Christlikeness at the personal level, it starts with me now here. But it doesn't stop here. That is only the starting point. Believers becoming the people of God at the community level. Spiritual formation is for the whole body, it's not for some special people. Yes, it's true, Romans, we are special, unique, but not in that sense. Spiritual formation is capable. It's, we need it as a cultural change in our sense, in our Christianity, in our minds, to become a people that is a person that are going to see in who God is, what God wants from us, and how to show him to each other. And believers establishing the kingdom of God at the initiative level, we become in this way, his witness, his people, his ambassadors, Paul said, in the world, showing them. Okay. That was last night, the short, the precise. Today we'll start with irrational spirit sport. So much we cover, we'll do as much as we can because that's next. You will see a mirror light. And every session we have a personal application that we do this because we don't like us to know things and we fear things, we like to apply it. We are many. Right. Spiritual disciplines. We have those, right? And let's take them one by one. First of all, is solitude. That takes us in the business of God and leads us in the presence. Many men are by a personality more interested in doing things and being involved in things, not having time to think about things. That's aside time to many. But one of the key issues in the Christian life is to put aside time to look inside of you, to look in the world, to look up to God. Because if we don't know who we are, we don't know what the Lord wants from us. And how silence, it goes hand in hand with solitude. It enables us to listen to the quiet voice of the Spirit. And that involves not only solitude and silence, don't involve just being aside somewhere. It's focusing on God. Learning of your thinking, learning of your network, learning of your thought, and staying. I don't know if you are used to it, but I encourage you at least once a week, set aside an hour, just you alone. And you'll be surprised, because the voice of the Lord is never a sound. It comes slightly. Elijah, darkness, sound, noise, the Lord has you can see, I'm a type A person. Obvious. But I learned sense. And because the Lord opened my mind and let me to see things I wouldn't see because of the business of life, because I was involved in different things. I learned things I would never if I would. So in silence goes go also with prayer, study, and meditation. It is a privilege and an opportunity to have a personal dialogue. There is not something that you tell. And for me, prayer is not something. For me, prayer is to go to God and to pray. It is a dialogue. It's a way communication. It's not, okay, Lord, I'm telling you what I feel, what I want, what I do, and you will take care of it. Many times, especially in the meetings, some people when they are praying, they are telling the Lord what to do. Lord, you know that we need this and this and that. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. God that communicates on the Sabbath is not the God that is not interested in us, is our communication. I used to pray at the meetings, extended for 20 minutes. Study is central to the process of giving our minds, because when we start studying, we start to understand. It's, all of you are you studied and you took a lot of courses and classes to be who you are today. Looking back in your life, you can say, I can say, without this course, that time of study, I wouldn't be today. And if this is true in the physical, can you imagine how important it is to study this book? When we need longer time, deeper wisdom, the illumination of the Holy Spirit to realize what the Word of God says is not a sin. The Bible is a sin. Is a part of understanding. Without the illumination of the Holy Spirit and without the help of people trained to do that, we will understand better. I don't know what is your intention. We have to experience that impact. Now, over 40 years of studying. I started to be very aware meditation. I gave you a few verses. Brothers don't fail to see that. How important it is to be able to go to God in order to understand, in order to get the middle. Fasting and chastening. Fasting. Abstinence from physical nourishment for the purpose of spiritual sustenance. A few days back, I was talking to one of my grandsons. And he said, fasting. What do? You just sit in the, on the couch and wait for the day to go? You use the time that otherwise you are used for making food, eating, studying the day. That's the Lord. It's beautiful. Destiny. It elevates loving yourself. We live in a culture that encourages manipulation and abuse of other people. Everything that you see on the mass media, you see advertising, is teaching you how to manipulate the world, how to be a scheme. The powers of Christ are not. To think about the others more than it's comprehension. And today we learn nothing about it. And this is nothing cultures all over the world. Confessions, mission, and guidance. Confession is needed when we struggle with hidden sins or unclean desires. Confessing our things set us free from hidden sin requires confessing the human. The Lord is using me in many concept sessions. Some men are coming to me and saying, you know what, I struggle with that particular sin. And before asking to give them help, ask them to meet me. But that's the Lord. It's just acceptable to give them life and to the power of the Spirit and secrets. At the same time, I encourage them to find a at least one person they can trust to confess their sin or when they struggle with the sin, to call that person into place. Confession is very important. companies, where it's power. When people come with the open heart, with a desire to be free. If you don't want to be free, I know for us it's very hard to admit that we are not. I don't ask you. You can ask yourself how many times I went to my wife because I didn't prevent it. I'm wrong. But it's, that is not only the Mary, it's true also with children, it's true also for workers, it's true in the church. We don't even know. Submission. The mission is not a weakness. Some people are saying, oh, that one is basic because it doesn't have stamina, it's not strong enough. Submission is a proof of strength. To be able to be submitted to somebody. Recognize somebody's authority. It shows that we are strong, not weak. You know that? Because we don't see that and we don't see God's word in the universe, the way He created the authority to protect us, we struggle with submission. We don't realize it actually is God's order. Be able to miss you. To others is an expression of consolation. All of us, I mean, we know that Paul wrote, women, to be submissive to their husbands, like to the Lord, right? All of us to be submissive to each other. Is the expression of submission. Guidance. Sometimes we get lost. Lost in our vision. Lost in our confidence. And we get lost. Accountability to mentors. I kind of can be also a corporate decision. In the family, we should have kindness. Simplicity, stewardship, and sacrifice. Simplicity is to guide you, from willingness to abstain from using God's resources for our own value. Every day we have many choices, right? The problem in the Christian life is not always to choose between good and bad, or right and wrong, but to choose the best for the good. The Lord puts it as two things, life and death, blessing and curse, and He encourages use Bible. But when we start to have two good things, but only one is good and the other one is the best, we don't know. You know why? Because the good is closer. It's easier to get. It's easier to have. For the best, you maybe need to sweat. Stranger. For the best, you have to invest. It's costly. do this thing. Yes? Is to be one. Stewardship. This is another big issue in our minds. I know. It's kind of hard to say. This is the Lord's God. Usually you say this in my way. Lord, this is my question, right? This is my house. It's it is humble. But that is the mindset. The Lord's job. The Lord's company. But don't believe that we are you. We are not owners. Family. When I'm teaching my students, they say, okay, gaming the time. It's not the right because we say that it's to be legalistic. No, we are money is not money. And he's entrusted me to use part of it. I grew up in a house where I was taught biblical principles since I was very young. Actually, I had to simple since my childhood, I learned everything. Can you imagine 7 years? But little by little, I started to give, and you know, they came. Even when I was a kid, everybody asked me. My father, why your children are putting on the table? Wow. It's the way the things we made body. I put the same children in the seven church. The lines, they look there, it will double. And in the beginning, they started to there is a sense of giving it, breaking it down, and putting it in the way, send it over. That's not, they are doing the same with my grandchildren. It's harder to see than the first generation. Following the same. Somebody said, yeah, but it's not the same. 6 or 7. That is the same. When you start. And I need to know the value of the giving to the Lord. This is spiritual. That is one of the most difficult things. And this, and everybody says, this is my money. there is a fight in each other because we need to pursue their life. Stewardship. Many families get in trouble because the husbands don't see the family. In my opinion, many families sometimes you want not to be one whose time can be consumed in the I give you a basic example. Many of you have children. When they were babies or children, they were talking about putting them. We went to heaven to stop it just to be why? Because my wife was awesome. I'm sure that but it was a blessing to see that one small person in your house when you do it. All of us worship the same God in the same way. This is a reason that sometimes some worshiping is an act of bowing before the Lord and the Lord, celebrating his work as things to do. So it's a good thing. It's based on the needs of the service. Serving is not I like to serve this person. Servant is a servant. You know, you go to the restaurant. The server gives the same attention to everyone. Some people give big tips, some people give small tips, some people give gift tips. Right? The server doesn't know, but the server knows that some people are not big tips. They can give food. And they have food. Serving the Lord, it's the same. You don't expect the Lord. You don't expect to be recognized as a good servant. Seldom, yes. And you will be the same. When you see the vision, that's the vision. It's time. Building relationship. Witnessing is not only talking, it's living. People are more impressed with our lifestyle. If our talk differs from our talk, now we have to teach this. We know that we couldn't believe, we couldn't have. Because love is minus. Love is ignorance. You need a love. Conditions. You didn't sin. You are not any sin. Then John. Because so much. It's loving us. It's a sin. God is loving. It's sin. And the sin. He made the biggest, the darkest eyes of the sin. He made it on sin. We see God's limitless in that limitless. Let them love a man who has been shot in the cross and the love of the cross. Let them love the cross. In this image, we have my question is, we are saying, and this is kind of the language that stopped, but you cannot. shadow to this. Many of you work with development, right? For teachers, the start of the school. You know that it's very hard to keep students. And the idea is, how do you focus yourself to love your taking rapid trails, going here and there and there. Anyone experience before I was like very young, we were supposed to speak for us and something. Now it's so easy to get by enjoying taking here and there. The hardest is to keep going. And you should not only the people. Stay all your strength, everything you do, whatever you want, is for the people. Is knowing that clear. It takes time and obedience. It's hard to accept gradually in all your asking for experience. You see the reason that we need experience, that we need to stay closer. God loved us in spite of the ugliness of our sins. And he changed it to respond to God's love, right? At the same time, we show our obedience in all things is important, even if it is hard being on the culture. When he asked. Now you have another question application and we start here. Do I know God's real way of life? How willing am I to be prepared? Do I know the things he loves? Do I love the poor? And do I recognize and choose the things he sends for me? And we start now, heal it up, right? Yeah. That goes in the schedule. That's all.